Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247 online. We're looking at a series called Ask, Seek, Find. And today we're on part five. Ask, Seek, and Find is a study looking through all the scriptures that I can find in the scriptures in the Holy Bible that talks about asking, seeking, and finding. Today we're in John and the 14th chapter, and from verse 11 it says this: Just believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Beloved, the Lord Jesus there is asking us to ask him for anything in his name, and he will do it. Why does he do that? Because he wants his Father in heaven to get the glory for it. That is why. Because our Heavenly Father deserves the glory for everything that he does in our lives. I was watching a broadcast yesterday. I was watching a TV broadcast. And it's a show that we have in the UK. And it's on the BBC, where a team of builders go into this house and they completely reconstruct this house because this person or this family living in this house have great need. They have great need in some way, and they go in and do a complete job. And in this case, they basically rebuilt the house because their child had a brain disease. The child was 1 year old and it was quite healthy, and then suddenly developed this brain disease. And it was incredible to see how much the father and the mother loved this child. And as I was watching this, there were tears coursing down my face, and I just said, Lord, why can't this child be free of this? Why? Why do we have to see this? Why does this happen, Lord God? And right at the end of the program that I was watching, the credits began to roll. And then there was a still of this child, a still photograph. And the man said, sadly, the child passed away. Within a few months of us filming, the child passed away. And I immediately prayed. And it's filling me full of emotion now when I think about it. I immediately prayed and said, Father, please let that child be in your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, so that child is free from all of this pain and suffering that he was going through. I don't know why the Lord Jesus says to us, ask in my name and it'll be done for you. It's there, right there. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Yet oftentimes we'll pray for healing, and that healing doesn't happen. Oftentimes we'll pray for this, and it doesn't happen. Oftentimes we'll pray for that, and it won't happen. I can't give you an answer to this, beloved. I can't give you an answer. All I can say is, I know this. When we get to glory, there will be answers. Lord, I asked for this in your name and it wasn't done. Lord, I asked for that and in your name and it wasn't done. Father, I asked for this healing in your name and it wasn't done. Father, I asked for a job in your name and it wasn't done. Yet your word said it would be done. What I can bring you is this. I can pray for whatever I need to pray for, and if it doesn't happen, I do know this. My Father in heaven has answered that prayer in some way, and perhaps I can't see it. Perhaps it's not visible to my view. But I do know this, He has answered. He has answered. And I also believe that it's a matter of faith as well. Jesus says in another scripture that we must have faith. We must believe that it's happened, and then it has. He goes on to say, if you watch this, if you believe that this mountain is going to go into the sea, if you believe it, it'll happen. In other words, we must have faith. And faith is something that we as Christians sadly lack. Some time ago, I was doing a drama class, actually. I was teaching a drama class. And my wife phoned me to tell me that there was a problem at home and I needed to get home as quickly as possible. And it was concerning a woman that my wife was praying for. And that woman happened to be there. And she had been involved in a satanic occult, a satanic coven. And she had a mark on her body. And my wife said she can't get rid of it. She keeps praying and it won't go. I just said, I know it's gone in Jesus' name. They went back into that room and they noticed that it had gone. I just knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that it had gone. I had that measure of faith for that particular instant at that particular time. I have no idea why, but I just know that I had that measure of faith. Beloved, I know it's because of faith that many of these things don't happen. I know it is. I know that I know that I know. Yet where do we get that measure of faith from? I believe we should pray for it. Ask, seek, and find. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. What I'm saying there is, oftentimes, we get this around the wrong way. And as I'm speaking to you now, I believe the Lord is giving me an explanation. I said right at the beginning of this little, hour one nugget, I have no idea why. And I believe as I'm talking to you, the Lord is giving me an insight. Because there is a way of doing things. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. What we don't do is we don't seek first the kingdom of God. We don't do that. What we tend to do is say, Lord, I need a job. Thank you, amen. Lord, I need healing. Thank you, amen. And it's not working. It's not working because the faith isn't there. And we haven't sought first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And we're not spending time worshiping and loving Almighty God. I'm going to continue this tomorrow as we bring you another message on Ask, Seek, and Find. But know this, beloved. We need to believe. We need to have faith. And we need to seek His face first before any of this will happen. Lord, thank you for your message. I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and glory to God. And amen and amen.